everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about the ins and outs of power, sex, and prosperity. Did you know that if any of those areas are out of balance, money won't flow in easily? There's always a blockage that prevents it. So learn about the relationship between these three and how you can ensure you're in the flow. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that the printed 2010 Good Timing Guides are here. So now is the time to claim yours. Be sure you have the help of the universe for all your projects and important tasks next year. So to get your copy of the 2010 Good Timing Guide and the newsletters, you can order them online at our Polaris store. Just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the link to the Polaris store or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, our big challenge now is the cycle of Saturn square Pluto. The cycle is very much about transforming structures, but doing it in a responsible and balanced way. It's also very much associated with power and control issues. Oh, we love it. We're in the closing portion of this cycle, suggesting that we're letting go of old structures and processes that no longer serve us. And for that matter, they may never have served us well. We're rethinking what needs to change and letting go of what doesn't work. So if you're impacted by this cycle, you may be finding that major structures in your life are changing before your eyes. Yes, this can include jobs, relationships, your home, and even your identity. And on a more national and, for that matter, a global level, this cycle is related to handling the huge amount of debt, derivatives, and other challenging financial issues which are still waiting to be handled. With all the bailout money that's been put into the economy, we've managed to reinflate the bubble again, providing us with a false recovery. But before we can truly increase hiring and rescue credit, an incredible amount of debt must be handled in order to reboot the economy. So it remains to be seen how this will all be done. Saturn square Pluto is here to help our best managers do a very big cleanup job. But it's challenging to our economy, and the stock markets may start dropping in response. Now, the last time we had a similar cycle was in 2001 when we had 9/11. Now, that gives you an idea of the magnitude of changes that can occur with a cycle of this nature. This cycle could result in Congress passing a health care plan for the first time in our history. Now, that would be a major structural change for many people. Saturn square Pluto is going to peak three times between now and next August. The first peak will be on November 15th, which is only 9 days away. The second peak will be on January 31st. Now, this could indicate a major issue related to debt, terrorism, or other types of structural transformation, such as major storms or earth changes that break up infrastructure, buildings, etc. So whatever shows up for this major peak will indicate the direction the cycle will take us through October of 2010. The next major piece to the scenario shows up on January 31st, so start watching for permanent structural changes in your life, your work, and your world. And notice, too, that India just bought 200 tons of gold for their reserves this week, and the price of gold has hit a new high. This is just the beginning for gold surging. Eventually, other central banks will also buy gold. Now, Saturn in the sign of Libra which just happened last week, will be there for most of the time between now and October of 2012. And it's associated with certain types of industries consolidating or getting smaller, as they say. Now, the Libran industries which are impacted include legal firms, including mediation and arbitration firms, the fashion industry and fashion retailers, artists, art dealers, and art galleries, interior decoration companies, marriage and relationship counselors, and appraisal companies. There are also Aries industries which are impacted, and these include construction companies, military weapons and ammunition, survival companies, physical fitness gyms and equipment, mechanical and thermal engineering companies, furnaces and heating systems, and the vision care industry for eyeglasses and ophthalmologists, etc. So all of those industries are in consolidation through October of 2012. Now, there are also other industries impacted by this change through October of 2012, but I don't have enough time to cover all of them. However, my fourth quarter Good Timing newsletter has that information in it, and you can subscribe to it at a very low cost at this point at the Polaris store at askmadeline.com, or just call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. Now, our next cycle is Sun Square Mars, which has a lot of energy. This cycle is great for doing a lot of physical activity, and outdoors, indoors, it doesn't matter, so long as you're doing something with all the extra energy. It's easy to get agitated, angry, frustrated, or resentful when we have so much energy if we don't get out there and get moving. So get your body moving. This cycle is in range now through November 9th. The next cycle is Venus square Mars. Oh boy, this is the cycle that shows up when we don't know how to get what we want. We're like that fly on the window. He can see the outdoors where he wants to go, but he doesn't know how to get there. Now, Venus represents both relationships and money. Mars represents an energy that cuts. So when we see these two planets in a challenging relationship, we know that either money or love is having some trouble, and it could be both. This can represent needing to spend less money and cutting back on expenses. In a relationship, it might represent a lot of fighting and mistaking someone who's abusing you for love. And if you don't know how to get what you want, just start thanking the universe in advance for having already provided it. Then listen up for your messages from the universe and follow them. Now, speaking of Mars, I bet you have a lot of things on your to-do list, just like everyone else. So here's my last warning about this. Yesterday, November 5th, was the last good weekday we had to start new projects before mid-March. This Sunday, November 8th, if you're willing to work a Sunday, is the last good day to start a new project on a weekend. On Monday, November 9th, we get the last quarter moon at 7:57 a.m. Pacific time. So what's the big deal about a last quarter moon? During that week of the month, we don't have the structures in place for a new start. It's more like prep time, a time when we're rethinking what went well and what could be improved. But by the time we get the new moon on November 16th, Mars moves into an aspect with Jupiter that suggests we're trying to do too much with not enough time, money, or energy. Now, usually when we have this aspect, we can still get it done by just focusing on the big project and saying no to everything else temporarily. But this time, Mars never completes the aspect. This means if you start a project after 7:57 a.m. Pacific time on Monday, it will not complete. So do yourself a big favor and just wait. Now, the reason that project will never complete is because you're likely to change your mind about wanting to do it between the end of December and the first half of March. This is when Mars will be retrograde during that time, and it will finally go direct on March 10th. Now, you may already notice that with the holidays fast approaching, you only have a short time to accomplish anything. Mars is already slowing down. Basically, it's saying, enough already. No more new projects. So cut your expectations back and plan to do some personal planning December through March. You need this time to refocus on what you want to do for the next 2 years. And if you use it well, You'll be ready to rock and roll when mid-March comes around. Now, lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's still free, and it's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. Plus, if you heard last week's show about what happened on 911, you'll appreciate that this week's What's Up in the Heavens has the links from last week's show about that topic. So to register for it, so we can send it to you free each week, just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is under What's New by the link for my radio show. Get signed up today. Now, do you know that power or sex and prosperity are all linked together? If you have a block in one area, the other areas don't work well either. When I come back from this short break, I'll talk about how you can stay in the flow with all three when I talk about the ins and outs of power, sex, and prosperity. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about the ins and outs of power, sex, and prosperity. Did you know that if any of those areas are out of balance, money won't flow in easily? Today, we'll explore the relationship between these three and how you can ensure you're in the flow. And after this, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first of all, let's define the word power. When I use this word, I'm talking about your internal power, not someone who is using force to accomplish something or get their own way. Internal power is connected to your vital life force. In fact, without your life force, you would have no power. Real power is not related to manipulating someone or making things happen in a certain way. Real power comes from a sense of your true self. You know a powerful person when you meet one. They're confident. They trust themselves to be able to handle whatever comes their way. Most importantly, they have high integrity in terms of their choices. They're not anxious about what could happen or what they will do. They trust themselves to make the right choices in the moment. Okay, so let's talk about sex for a minute. We all know what sex is about, but what many of us don't know is that your sexual energy, which is also known as Kundalini, is your God energy and your vital life force energy. Did you catch that? Your vital life force energy that's behind your power is the same as your sexual energy. Ah, now you may quickly grasp why power and a high sexual drive are often associated with the same person. And of course, you couldn't be alive without this energy. But just to expand on this for a moment, let's talk about Kundalini and our sexual energy. Have you ever met someone who was like the Energizer Bunny and just kept going and going and going? That person has a very strong sexual energy. But he or she may be directing that energy into other activities, such as work. Frequently, the person will direct that energy into activities which will increase their external power. Now, why is that? Because a person with a lot of internal power is an energy match for a lot of external power. So they naturally tend to create situations where they have more power. Now, we all have Kundalini, or we couldn't be alive. But some people tend to open up this energy more than others do. And when this happens, or when a person has a Kundalini activation, the person's energy level increases. Frequently, the person with stronger Kundalini also has very strong health. And of course, their sexual drive increases since Kundalini is very stimulating, often on a constant basis. In fact, if you have a Kundalini activation, you may feel heat traveling up your spine from one chakra to the next. Now, sex is a way to be in touch with our vital life force. We don't tend to think of it that way, but literally that's what's happening when we have sex. You are merging with your life force energy, or that divine piece of you when you climax. People who study Tantra or high sex learn a completely different way to consciously connect to their divine energy. Okay, so now we've established that strong internal power and a strong sexual drive are part of the same life force energy. But what's that got to do with money and prosperity? I'm so glad you asked. Now, if you've been listening to my show for any time, you may remember that money is the same as your energy. There is no difference. So the more vital life force a person has, the more internal power and sexual energy they have. And since their energy is higher, that means they usually also have more money. But this connection also goes deeper. All three of these things are related to our survival. And that means that in the physical body, all of them are related to our root or base chakra, the primary energy center. So what happens when one of these areas is not working well? Well, you have probably got that figured out pretty quickly. Since they're all related to the same energy, when one of these areas goes out of whack, they all go out of whack. And in this society, it's easy to understand how this can happen. Now, first of all, we're given either negative or, at best, mixed messages about power and sex by churches, teachers, parents, friends, and family. In fact, when you use the word power, many people associate it with abuse of power. That's because you rarely hear positive reports about someone using their power well. It's almost an unspoken belief that if someone is powerful, they have abused their power and done terrible things. Nothing could be further from the truth. Then there are the issues associated with sex. First, the Catholics forbid their priests from having sex, making it seem like there's something dirty about it. When in actuality, high sex is a spiritual path to God and to your divine connection. But beyond all that, here there's the idea that pleasuring yourself will cause you to go blind or something worse. Churches also condemn gays and lesbians for their sexuality. And to complicate this even more, there are fatal diseases associated with sex. So the issues associated with this life force vitality are numerous. It's no wonder we have a world that is caught up in scarcity. We're afraid of our own energy and who we really are. So now that we have the connection between these three areas, can you see that our society has conditioned us not to pursue increasing our power, sexual energy, and money? There are taboos associated with each of these. How many people told you about your divine energy being associated with power, sex, and money when you were growing up? Probably none. How many of the people who raised you or taught you the basics of life knew about this? Probably none. We've been misguided this way for centuries. Only the Taoists, the Chinese, and some of the indigenous tribes still understood this connection. Now, there are those who will immediately go to the conspiracy to control us as the primary reason for this misinformation through the ages. I'm not going to argue with that theory. Much of the information was considered secret and passed down through various mystery schools. But for the purposes of this discussion, this piece is irrelevant. What's important is what we do now that we understand this primary connection. And yes, I'm speaking of our primary connection to God, the universe, source, or all that is. What's important is how we move forward in the future using our energy to create. So how can we work with our power and sexual energy in a positive way that will increase them and also increase our abundance? Well, first, we must appreciate this energy and our divine connection and be grateful for our opportunity to be here with it. The more we appreciate anything, the more it grows. As we do this, we need to let go of any negative ideas related to sex and power and focus on using our divine energy for our highest good and the highest good of all. Now, let's talk about the right use of power. Camelot was founded on the idea of right use of power, or as they said it, using might for right. So we understand this concept at a social level. But at the individual level, the right use of power has to do with staying in integrity with our choices and behavior. Our power is highest when our choices are in integrity with our hearts, and we stay centered in our intuition. In fact, our intuition is the same as that divine connection we have. We also must accept responsibility for everything that comes into our life. And yes, we are responsible for everything that comes into our life because it's our energy that attracts it to us. We don't blame others for whatever is wrong or complain. We deal with it in the best way possible for everyone's highest good. This is the right use of power. And what's the most common misuse of power? No, it's not the typical abuse of power that we see in the papers or on TV. Instead, it's the lack of use of our power. It's when we give our power away to others who do not have our highest good in mind. How can you attract money to you when you're not willing to use your power to support yourself? Yes, I'm talking about ignoring what Congress is doing, what large companies are doing, or what's going on in your own workplace, company, community, or home. When you don't pay attention to what's happening and contribute your voice and wisdom to it, then you're decreasing your power and money. Now, what about sex? First, can you appreciate and love your body just the way it is? It's your sacred temple, and it's what allows your spirit to be here on earth. Yes, we have bodies, and we need to take care of them. We especially need to take care of our divine connection to our life force or sexual energy. The more we appreciate and take care of our bodies, the more our sexual energy will grow. And the more that grows, the more our money will grow. This can take some effort because many of us have been taught to dislike or hate our bodies. Nothing could be worse for our prosperity. And it is such a problem, rampant in our culture. Now, what about money? Well, here's an interesting quote from The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. The purpose of nature is the advancement and unfoldment of life, and everyone should have all that can contribute to the power, elegance, beauty, and richness of life. To be content with less is sinful. It is perfectly right that you should desire to be rich. If you are a normal man or woman, you cannot help doing so. It is perfectly right that you should give your best attention to the science of getting rich, for it is the noblest and most necessary of all studies. If you neglect this study, you are derelict in your duty to yourself, to God and humanity, for you can render to God and humanity no greater service than to make the most of yourself. So, it's time we improve these three areas, and I hope we'll all get started on this right away. Now, do you have a question for me? After this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The PERF Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with PERF Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need your birthday, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, I just want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your biggest challenge. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's head off south from Seattle. We'll go to Tacoma. We have Judy standing by. She's having trouble looking for a job these days. And if she is looking for a new job, is a move in the future. So let's see if we can help her out. Her information is 9-8 of 53. She was born between 6 and 6:30 a.m. Not exactly sure, but we'll try to get that as close as we could or as we can. And then she's also born in Manhattan, New York. So, Judy, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Hi,
Judy.
Yeah.
Hey. I need to ask you first.
Yeah, hang on, Judy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Madeline. I'm sorry.
I need to ask you first of all about your birth time because it changes a bit between 6 and 6:30 a.m. So would you describe yourself as would people think that you're reserved and or would they think you're more outgoing? Your personality. Are you there?
Sorry about that, Madeline. I guess she was on a cell phone. We've had some storms around here in Seattle down here, so you know what?
It was.
We'll run off to the next caller, and I was actually conveniently trying to get Maria's information, but Maria, we'll just do it live on the air if you're okay with that. She's actually calling
sure.
in from Bothell. So, Maria, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello, Madeline.
Hi. And so tell me your, first of all, tell me your birth date.
12/15/52.
So December 15. 1952. Okay.
Uh-huh.
What time were you born?
2:47 a.m.
2:47 a.m. I love it when you have an exact time. Thank you. And where were you born?
San Diego.
All right. And tell me just a little bit about your question here. What's your...
I had a major breakup in a 7-year relationship. I'm having to move, and I'm wondering what I need to really focus on this next year and a half.
Okay. So how long ago did the relationship breakup occur?
August. It was like June, and then it really became final in August.
Okay. Holy cow. So I'm just, and you're also looking at moving, is that what you said?
Yeah, well, I'm in the process. So I'll be moving tomorrow. So I feel like so much is happening. I need to focus on something that will keep me grounded and stable. I'm ready for whatever I need to do here.
Right. Well, I'm just looking to see if you're getting some kind of a major impact from this Saturn square Pluto cycle that we have of structural transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And it does look like you've been going through, how would I say, it never feels all that easy to go through transformation, even when it's on the easier side, but it's like you're prepared for it or you're ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're ready to make the changes. And what happened on your relationship cycle was that, you know, essentially, you know, one of you was, you were changing your identity, and
mm-hmm.
the other person wasn't quite able to dance with that.
Right.
You see.
It was very difficult, though.
Yes, and it's actually very, very difficult on relationships in general as we go through this process, because, and the process that I'm referring to is the ascension process, where we're all changing at very rapid rates in order just to stay here on the Earth. So it's not unusual for somebody to outgrow somebody. That is the hardest part, I think, of the ascension process, is being able to maintain relationships as we go through this accelerated growth period. So that was what was happening there. And as you're going through that transformation of your identity, you're also going through a transformation, you know, in terms of who's going to be appropriate for you for relationships.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I just don't want to. I don't want to make a bunch of mistakes again. I really am very wary, and I want to be, you know, very thoughtful about it next time.
Right. Right. Well, one of the things to check out when you are considering getting into a relationship is, where is this person's consciousness, and how fast are they growing? Are they growing? You know, it takes a while to be able to determine how fast somebody is growing if they're growing at the same rate as you. You see, and that actually is one of the reasons why it's not such a great idea to jump into bed with somebody too quick, because it's hard to tell. It's very hard to tell if you can keep a relationship going in a short period of time. Now, Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the other things that are happening here is that you have some adjustments, it looks like, in your career and your home life. And you were talking about your moving. So there's quite a change going on there. But is there also something happening for your career?
Well, there's I've given of myself so much this last year that I want to pull back a little bit, but still be productive, but work smarter. And and I feel somewhat secure, but, you know, things fluctuate. The power structures within the business organization fluctuate. So,
are you employed?
You know, yes.
Okay.
And happily so, yeah.
Oh, good.
Very, very creative. I really enjoy it.
Well, it actually looks as though, okay, there are some adjustments that you would be making to your career, but that you have the support of people who, you know, are in control, basically.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So that is helpful to you.
Okay.
And so that should make it easier. And go ahead.
In the next, would you say in the next 2 years I might, you know, be able to find somebody that would, you know, be of, you know, the growth level that I'm going through? Or, I mean, I'm willing to wait 2 years just to work on myself.
Okay, that's an interesting question, because in the next 2 years is when we're going to have our most rapid growth acceleration. It will accelerate again in 2011. So we've been at a pace that's 20 times faster than the pace we had before 1999. Yeah, the previous 254 years, we did the same amount of transformation in this 12 years as we did in the previous 254 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And
so
now we're
going to
do... Yeah, and in 2011, we're going to do the same amount of transformation in 2011 as we'll have done since 1999. So,
well,
again, a huge acceleration. So I don't know. You know, a lot of it will depend on what you attract to you in terms of your energy and, you know, being clear on your intention and what you're putting out.
Yeah, that is wonderful. That really helps me a lot.
Okay.
thank you, Madeline.
You're
that
welcome,
so
and
great.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Benny, do we have another caller?
We actually have lines open here if you want to give us a call. I know there's some storms brewing around Seattle, so if you're on your cell phones, just be a little bit leery and weary of where you are, and you know, we want the best signal possible. But you're welcome to give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. The phone lines are open, and if you are on your cell phones and you're in your car, just do us a favor and pull over to it.
probably helps out everybody. Of course, it's a state law if you're driving around with that bad boy. Don't want to be caught calling into the, you know, Madeline's show and then getting a ticket right now at the same time. Like, well, officer, I'm on the phone with Madeline. You know, that'd be a good reading, actually. Maybe we get the officer's reading, too, right?
Oh, boy. That would not be our best possibility.
I know, right? Well, hey, let's quickly scoot off to a break, cousin. Those phone lines are they're opening up, and they're just rushing in right now. So do you mind if we do that?
Oh, sure. That's fine.
All right. So take us out.
Okay. So do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek Oats yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666. 323-1666.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with a code to successful living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Cat James says yes. Hear what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real-life stories. Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit thecatjamesshow.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. Also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's head off to Issaquah, and we have Jackie calling in. She wanted to know about her career, if there are any major changes for her. A lot of questions about career for this session for you, actually, on Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Her information is 3-7 of 1950. That's when she was born. No time listed on her birth certificate, so we'll see what we can do around that. It might be a different reading, though, right, Madeline?
Yeah, we'll have to do a... what would we call a solar reading.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, it'll still work.
That's okay. It'll still give some information.
Exactly. And she was born in Idaho Falls, Idaho. So let's bring on Jackie. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Madeline. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, what's happening in your situation?
Well, our company, you know, the company that I work for is going through some changes. And so I'm just curious if you see anything with me and you know, the stars, how the stars are lined up.
It looks like you're going through what we would call revolutionary changes, and these are structural changes. So you are very much impacted by the Saturn square Pluto with the structural transformation occurring. And this is occurring in relationships, in your home life, and in your career. So it's kind of a little puzzle, right?
Well, it is. It feels there's an uneasiness that I can't put my finger on, and I don't know where that's coming from. I really don't have any reason to feel that way, but I do feel it.
You feel the anxiety.
Right.
About what's going to happen. Yeah. Well, have you seen any indications that you're going to move or that there's some change to your primary relationship?
No, not really.
Nothing that way.
No.
So it's showing up primarily now in your career.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want you to know that, you know, if something happens in the career area, you know, all three of those areas could have some change. Are you married now or partnered?
No.
And you're not in a long-term relationship with somebody?
No, I was sort of in a half long distance one, and that didn't work. I don't think it's going to work.
Okay. So this is just, how would I say, it's just getting started right now. It's not just getting started. The part with your career part looks like that's been going on and off for most of the year.
Right.
Did you notice that earlier in the year?
Yeah. Our company was actually purchased by another company last year, and so a major change took place at the first of the year.
Yeah. And how did that change work out for you?
I have a lot more work, a lot more territory to cover.
What kind of work do you do?
Outside sales.
Oh, okay. All right. That seems like a good potential for you, a good potential for you to be doing, because you like to communicate a lot. So,
right.
So that's a good area for you to be in. So you have a bigger territory from it, basically.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I used to be an outside sales, so I can certainly relate to that situation. Makes it hard to really do the best job possible when you get a bigger territory.
Bigger territory, new boss.
Yeah, exactly. Different expectations, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I would tell you is that you're not done with the changes that are going to be occurring in your career.
I'm sorry, you cut out. What was that?
You're not done with the changes that are occurring in your career. You know, you're still, perhaps over the next month or two, you know, you may start noticing changes that are going to impact your home life as well as your relationship.
Right.
And this can also be a situation where, you know, kind of similar to what happened to the other lady, you know, that you yourself are making some personal changes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and so as you make those personal changes, you're not necessarily an energy match for what you have been in the past.
Right.
You see what I mean?
So
then you're looking for something that is more energetically in resonance with who you are now.
That makes sense.
Does that? Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because it's not happening to you because, you know, you've done something bad or, you know, anything like that. It's just because the structures in your life don't match who you've become.
Right. You know, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So, you know, if something happens in your career where they decide, I mean, God forbid that they decide to lay you off or something like that, you know, just know that that's just a clear signal from the universe that you're no longer an energy match for that company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that happens.
Yeah.
And it could just be that it's your boss that you're not an energy match for, your new boss.
Right.
You see. So,
yeah.
You know, it might be advisable to be working on your resume and, you know, just have some feelers out there for places that you might be able to go to in case that happens.
Absolutely. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
All right.
And then, you know, write out a list of what would your ideal job be if you had it. You know, what would the characteristics of it be? So that the universe has a clear picture of what you would like it to send you.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you. All right.
And you might
also
go to our website. We have a free first class of the 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. It's online, and you can listen to it. And there's also a free prosperity teleclass on there, and those could help you get started in the right direction too.
All right, I'll look into that. Thank you.
Okay, good. All right, and thank you for calling in.
You betcha. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Jackie. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Nothing ruins a good what like a how. Stop focusing on the how, and instead, open to the many possibilities that the universe can offer for your intention. Just set your intention, the what, and then pay attention to what shows up. Amazing synchronicities can occur very quickly now. This is why it's so important to trust the universe and to be open to help from it. The universe has many more resources than we do, and it truly wants to help us. So even if you have no idea how something can occur, just set your intention and see what the universe brings your way. Our work can be much easier and much more prosperous when we partner with the universe. Now, next Friday, on November 13th, tune in to my show about raising our consciousness for ascension. We're all in the same boat. We need to increase our vibration so we can keep up with the ascension process and stay here on Earth. I'll discuss some of the steps we need to take to increase our consciousness and stay in step with ascension. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, listen to the free first class of 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And also, be sure to order one of the new 2010 Good Timing Guides and the newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. Or you can call us toll-free to order or arrange a consultation or timing at 877-524-7000. 8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.